debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Hey, it's Bubba. Don't forget it's holiday season. And if you don't know what to get for a gift or a stocking stuffer, well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has all the tools to guarantee you that you win this year's stocking stuffer and or white elephant competition. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they've served over 4 million men worldwide. That's like 8 million balls, if my math is correct. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the promo code Bubba. You know, Manscaped's best-selling product should be at the top of every man's wish list for this Christmas, and that's the Performance Package 4.0. Inside of that bad boy Performance Package, you're going to get the Lawnmower Body Trimmer. As a matter of fact, I shaved my chest and arms and my pubes today with it. It's the best trimmer on the market for your balls, your butt, your body, and the weed whacker for your ears and your nose. You got to keep up on that or you're going to look old, buddy. And let's not forget their famous liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to maximize your ball hygiene routine. Keeping your balls fresh, fellas, is important. You never know when you're going to get some, I don't know, spur-of-the-moment action on those bad boys. Whether this is for your partner, your dad, your brother, your friend, get them something that they're actually going to use, and you might get a laugh or two out of it as well. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code Bubba. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped. Lummy, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Who cares?
Well, Lummy, no, you've got to be on extra double secret behavior. I mean, I got to think you might be breaking out in hives because, you know, very rarely are me and Ashley and your handlers are in the same room. And then you got a Wilbur kicker.
Exactly.
I'm sweating again.
I'm sweating.
Ashley, can I be excused from this position? I'm in a very vicarious situation I'd rather not be in. Look at him. Look at the little guy.
He's literally and objectively and honestly one of the cutest babies I've ever seen.
And absolutely. One of the most well-behaved as well.
Well, hopefully he's, you know.
Yeah, hopefully.
Stays that way.
Yeah. Ashley, can you be honest? Is Lummy really the father?
I don't know how to work a mic. Sorry. Yeah, he's doing great.
No, I know he's doing great, but is there a chance that maybe
that
baby is going to hit his baby in the head?
That baby is so perfect that maybe that baby is so perfect that there's no way it could actually be
Warren. Half Lummy.
Warren
told
Garrison.
You. Look at him.
God, Lummy, you're so fucking stupid. Ashley, does sometimes his stupidity amaze you as well?
Absolutely.
Oh, it amazes her.
Nikki Peele, 1,000 bits.
That's the word she uses. It amazes her.
Big Country, 2988, 1,000 bits.
He seems smart sometimes, Bubba, and then he does a Lummy, and it's just amazing how.
Is that a Lummy?
It's a mind fuck.
No. You in general, bro. Yeah. I think you in general.
Yeah. He's smart. Sure. You're smart. Hold on. He's smart until he starts getting a little bit nervous or the pressure's kind of coming on. Then he just fucking falls apart. He completely falls apart.
Oh, I strike out in the bottom of the ninth with 2 outs.
I mean, actually, then he starts trying to just, the more he talks, just the more it's fucked up, and it's just like, shut up.
Yeah, but the first inning you had a grand slam, but you know, the ninth inning.
First inning he had like a double, and then the second inning he had a sacrifice. And then the second time he was at bat, he had like a sacrifice fly, which is pretty good. Then the third time he got on base on an error, and then the fourth time when they really needed him just to fucking hit a single, he strikes out.
Check out looking on his moose knuckle, 1,000 bits.
So Ashley, how is little Walker doing?
He's doing great.
And how old is he now officially?
He'll be 3 weeks on Thursday.
That's it.
No, 3 months.
3 months.
Whatever.
Oh, 3 months. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Some of Lummy's dumbness is rubbing off on Ashley. There's no chance for this kid. Send him over to the Diaco compound immediately.
That's why he doesn't talk.
I was going to say 12 weeks on Wednesday, and I think he's actually 13 weeks on Wednesday.
He's just a good little boy. Look at him.
Hinstar, 5,000 bits.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I cannot.
It's a fake baby. It's not even a real baby.
By the way, Lummy, the Hinstar usually would get an air horn, but I'm not doing the air horn.
He has his ear protection on for that reason.
But still, I don't want him to shit on your leg.
No, well, we do, but...
Yeah, I mean, it would, but I mean, I don't even know that, like, ear protection... It would still probably startle him, and so I don't want to do that.
Do you want to do a little toot-toot, a short one?
No, I mean, do you want to give it just a little? Just like, did he do anything on there?
His eyes did squint.
He's like, yeah, I did not like that. And that was a little baby one right there, too. Oops, he didn't like. Uh oh, is he getting fussy?
What'd you do, Dan?
Come on, Dr.
Dan. What did you do?
What did I do? Oh, he wanted the toot toot.
I just want a little toot toot.
No, maybe my little horn. Maybe my horn made.
Well, yeah, but Dan's the one that made you do it. Yeah. So we're going to blame Dan.
I should take Dan's strap away for upsetting the baby.
Oh, no.
Dan, how could you?
Dan, look
baby's
at
baby's not upset.
Uh-oh, hold on. Ashley has to. She's rocking him now?
Yeah.
It's the red light on the microphone that upset him. He doesn't like red lights.
He hates being held while sitting, and it's
so okay. Like, all right, so now hold on. So for after, you know, obviously you've been with him nearly every minute of his life for 3 months. Either you are Warren. What does he like, and what doesn't he like?
Well, he's 3 months old, so he likes to eat and he likes to sleep
and shit and piss and piss on me. Jay Kaseka, 1,000
bits. Does he already know that he can get away with shit from his dad than he can with his mom? Like, mom runs a tighter
ship. So you know, Bubba, his earphones are off.
I saw that.
Okay, so you know.
No, nothing.
No more horns.
Yeah, no more horns. No nothing.
I think he likes Nakey Nakey time, right?
Sure does.
Yeah.
Lummy
yeah.
likes Nakey Nakey time.
The only way to get him to tummy time.
Nakey Nakey time all the time.
Now, does he know Lummy's his dad? Does he know? Or does he?
No one knows.
Lummy's going over there.
Lummy doesn't know.
Lummy, go.
Ashley's not sure.
Lummy, are you going to hold him?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Please, Lummy, be careful. I don't need this on my tab. I already got a lot of things on my tab.
Baby's only the size of three of Lummy's hands.
Yeah,
Lummy picks up the baby, and it looks like it's a miniature.
Look at him. He's with... Oh. Lummy, if I ever get really fucking mad at you, just show me that picture right there. I just completely will not be mad at you.
Yeah,
Bubba, please don't be mad at my daddy.
Look at him. He's got those little Bubba arms. Say it again. Say it.
Bubba, please don't be mad at my daddy.
I got a feeling, Lummy, before our relationship as on-air ends, that one of these days you will be sending Walker to me to ask to not be mad at his dad.
Could you forgive my daddy for
like,
me,
he could
please?
Be like literally two or three and be like, Mr. Bubba, what, Walker? My dad is really sorry for what he did. Can you please? My mom has sent me here to please extend an olive branch for my dad's stupidity.
Otherwise, yes, please forgive him.
Trust me, Mr. Bubba. I get it.
Trust me, Mr. Bubba. You should have to live with him, Mr. Bubba.
It's not easy
for me and my mom. I'm four and I'm already smarter. Yeah. I'm four and he already can't figure out my mom.
Mr. Bubba, he let me drive his truck here.
Mr. Bubba, he let me drive. Mr. Bubba, he was too drunk to drive, so I drove as a four-year-old.
Mr. Bubba, we got a hype train.
Oh, we do. But, you know, we're
level three, already almost level four.
Can we make this a quiet hype train? Can we make this a little walker hype train?
This is an electric hype train.
Yeah, this is.
No noise.
This is an E. This is an E-train.
E-train.
Right?
Yeah, we're level four.
We are in level four?
Yeah, silently.
What's that environmental bitches name?
Silently went to level four.
Hold on here.
We did it.
Hype train complete.
Look at my little guy right here. Look at my little guy. Hi. What are you doing? My man? Are you looking at me like, wow, that guy is either, he's fatter than my dad.
That's the guy my dad talks all the shit about every night.
I didn't think I could see anybody fatter than my dad. I've never been held by a man fatter than my dad. Now, has there been a lot of, there's probably not been a lot of people hold him.
Candle wouldn't let go of him the other night.
Oh my God, he's just.
Candle held him for an hour and a half. I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating.
I got his little, look, I got his little toes that are gripped on me. Look, they're gripped on me like a little parrot.
That's awesome.
Hey, I need to take this thing to the dollhouse.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
He'd love it.
Lummy, you take this thing down to West Shore, to International Wall in the play area. Oh,
Yeah, that's good bait right there.
Yeah, that really
can we
is.
Rent? Can we rent Wilbur?
Can we rent him?
For the right price.
Me and Dan in a Ferrari with the car seat. Look at my little guy. Look at him. Am I doing okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at him.
He likes you.
Hi. I'm going to give you back your papa, okay? Look at you. Hold on. Well, let me get that neck. Get that neck.
The handoff.
He's just so little.
I know. He's tiny. He'll be big, though. He'll grow.
He's seriously pretty long for his age, but he's very skinny.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He's lean?
Hold on now.
Be like a tight end?
Everybody always wants to think that their kid, even like if you go to like somebody's house, you just send a new kid, and their kid's the fucking homeliest kid ever.
Yeah,
you
always, like an alien.
You're always like, oh, you know, that little fucker's so cute. And then as soon as you get home, you drive with your kid, you're like, that motherfucking kid looks like an inbred. I swear to God. Fuck that kid. I feel sorry for his buck-toothed little fucking kid.
I know. I've seen some ugly ones, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you being a doctor and
shit.
Oh, my
God.
But this kid is literally the cutest little fucking kid. Like, he's just a cutie.
He's a cutie.
And he's super well-behaved. So, Ash, are we out of the woods now on, like, the allergies? And are we where do we stand on that?
who's the last person to bled from his ass? Lummy or your son?
Probably Lummy.
Yeah, Lummy. Thank you, Dr. Dan.
But, like, I mean, Ash, like, you know, for a minute, Wilbur, it was when he was first brand new, there was some high-level shit going down, wasn't there?
Yeah, I mean, now that we know what the issue is, we addressed it. And then, of course, my diet changed and everything. So as long as nothing new comes up.
Are you still back to not being able to eat anything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can have pasta and I can have plain lettuce.
That's it?
Can you have dirty lettuce? Can you have like a steak?
I don't eat meat.
She's a vegetarian.
Well, you don't do that anyway.
Nope.
Right.
Well, how about like French fries or some shit like that?
Some French fries. I can't eat out anywhere.
Why?
Because of soy.
Yeah, people put soy in everything.
Now,
have you been using that air fryer?
Yeah.
You guys like
it's
it?
Magical.
They're so cool.
Is it him that has like an allergy deal and because you breastfeed fat or breastfeeding, then it transfers to him, and that's what initially made him sick when he was first a baby?
Yeah, essentially.
Well, he's still a baby. I'm like, he's a grown man now. Like,
he was on a very milk-heavy formula as well.
Like Lummy. Lummy's on a milk-heavy tent.
I still think like Dr. Dampire would agree. It's all a bunch of bullshit.
I think it is bullshit.
63 hours without eating
here's the root of this problem, and I don't want you to get mad at me. You and Lummy got really fucking good insurance.
In fact,
yeah, that's the problem. You guys should cancel your insurance immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys got the best insurance known to man, and doctors and hospitals and shit, they like, hey, did you see that Garrison insurance policy? That Humana with a fucking silver yippee-o kicker?
Yeah, it's like looking at a 14-point buck versus like the little stag with like two little like little spikes.
It's like looking at a 14-point buck with a fucking gun, or you're looking at a little motherfucker with a bow and arrow.
Right, exactly. Right? You go for the big buck with the gun.
I mean, so like, you know, when some white trash roll up in there and their kids got, you know, some sensitive tuppets or whatever the fuck, and they got, you know, no fucking health insurance, they're like, you guys just go home and keep an eye on that baby and, you know, change your diet a little bit. But when they go, hey, did you see the Ashley Garrison bitch had a Humana Gold Shield Willie with a fucking yippee-o kicker?
Cadillac.
Yeah, she's got the Cadillac of insurance. So let's go ahead and really fucking make this a big ordeal here. That kid looks healthy as fuck. There ain't nothing wrong with that kid.
Yeah.
No, yeah, just like the stitches I got from the dog bite. They gave me 7 and kicked me out because they didn't think I had insurance.
And charged you $19,000.
Yeah.
He only needed 48 more stitches.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So, I mean, Ashley, that's kind of our theory is the fact that they kind of made a whole bunch about nothing. But, you know, it's obviously your body, it's your kid. You know if he's sick or not. Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he was definitely sick. They ended up putting him on antibiotics as a precautionary, and I think that's the piece that really they were milking the insurance on, and also the reason that he had to go so long without eating.
Plus, the thing is, too, if you have good insurance, like, they're going to try to do everything, because if not, then people are going to go, why didn't they do this, and why didn't they do that? And
plus, they let, you know, like, they want to charge you $77 for a Tylenol, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you got great insurance. I mean, Dan, I mean, you've been And, you know, when you were doing your residency, although you worked in New Orleans and motherfuckers, nobody had insurance and everybody was shot the fuck up. But I'm just saying, like, I mean, do you sometimes the type
Dan
of
Dan got in trouble for saving people.
Yeah, I got in trouble once for saving a guy because he was unfunded.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so, like, I mean,
it's weird. There's two things.
Like, people don't want to talk about this shit, but it happens,
it
right?
It absolutely happens. They call it negative wallet biopsy, meaning he ain't got no money.
Negative wallet biopsy.
Yeah.
Really?
He ain't got no money.
How about negative wallet life? I can just be right there.
Negative wallet lobotomy.
So like,
I
so
just
Dan,
buy
so
pants
like,
with no pockets.
So if somebody comes in today's hospital world,
yes,
the type of care you get
is directed to three things.
Okay.
Your insurance, how you're dressed, and whether or not you're drunk.
Really?
Oh, I was over three then on my stitches.
That's why
Lummy
got
was
six.
So drunk and so fuckly dressed that they didn't even care about his insurance. But he's got he's so drunk and so disheveled that we don't even care what kind of insurance he's got.
Yep.
Well, at that point, he had crap insurance anyways. Right. He married for insurance.
He did marry for insurance and a kid.
He was married to get citizenship. He won insurance.
Actually, you do have to admit, though, fucking his face. Compared to what it looked like the night that fucking, what's the dog's name?
Fletcher.
That should be dead. The night that Fletcher took,
he's a carnivore.
Is there anybody else here besides soft-hearted Lummy and Ashley that would not have put a bullet to that dog's head if he would have fucking attacked your face?
Like that much? I mean, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
You know,
that motherfucker
the thing,
might be Old Yeller.
If Colt did that to me, I would have lied and said it was somebody else's dog is what I would have done.
Yeah, but, it's all like understanding why an animal does things, though. Like, it's not that his temperament caused it.
Exactly.
But Fletcher's a mean dog, though. Come on. Let's get real.
But Lummy was not. Lummy, your dog's mean as fuck.
Dog mean?
He can be.
He can be a brat.
Mean dog.
But he's also led a hard life. Look who his dad is.
He's got five teeth left, and he's, you know.
Well, three of them got you.
Yeah.
He came in hard
three
on you,
out of five.
Like, that little fucker really got you.
Yeah, he did. Thank you, Dr. Dan.
I mean, Dan, you're incredible. I know you know that.
Actually, you didn't want to, like, have to live with a scar-faced guy all your life. I mean, Dan Dan fixed it.
Yeah, absolutely.
God, and Lummy, was it a guy or was it a male or female nurse that stitched you up, Lummy?
A male.
That gave you literally the eight, like, fucking, you know, fishing line stitches that you got.
A male.
It was a nurse.
Yeah.
It was a male. Yeah, well, he had a foam party he had to get to, I'm sure.
He had a foam party? Sir, you know, realistically, I should put about 48 to 49 stitches in here. That's what a real... But I got a fucking foam party to do here, so I'm going to put 7 in here just barely to hold this meat together. I don't know what it's going to do.
Yeah, you drunk bum.
God, I can't believe I was there when Dan was doing it, and, like, I was just... The amount of stitching, like, wasn't it nearly 49 stitches, wasn't
it? I think
it
was 49, yeah.
49 stitches. Look at that little guy. So what does Walker, is that going to be a problem? Because
it's a problem for us.
Actually, it's a problem for us because the little motherfucker's Wilbur, and I know he's really not, he's Walker. But
let me refer to him as Walker a few minutes ago, and I'm like, who? Yeah. Who's Walker?
Walker Tampa Ranger is what they're calling him. He already has an Instagram, does he not?
Absolutely.
How many followers does he have? He probably has more than ours.
No, he only has like 200. He needs more.
He does.
I want to retire off of him.
He's going
to be an influencer?
Walker needs to be the influencer? He needs to be.
He has to pay for his formula.
Well, I could just see him, you know, sporting like a bottle of a specific type of formula, and then getting a little kickback from, you know, Johnson & Johnson or whoever.
He is cute as hell.
Yeah, we'll be sucking up that Pfizer chain right there. Be like, Dr. Dan, you're wrong.
Hey, those checks cash really well.
Pfizer's giving us a million.
Dan, I mean, like, big pharmaceutical companies and stuff, like, for their formula and stuff, they need model babies,
He's model worthy. That's a model baby right there.
He could
definitely be a model baby.
Yeah, somebody hook him up. I suck at this.
What does his daily regimen include, Ash?
I mean,
does he have like a job or anything yet?
No, like what time does he usually get up? What time does he usually eat? What time does he sleep all night usually?
Yeah, he sleeps from about 9 to 3 and then eats and then goes back to bed like 30 minutes later and sleeps till about 7.
Don't you wish you had the life of a baby?
Awesome, man.
Just sleep 9 to 3, right. Then you get up, they feed you, and then you can go back to bed to about 7 or 8. I wake up about then, start my day, right?
Yeah.
And then when you get up at 7 or 8, is he back on? He's getting some food, isn't he?
Yeah, he eats, and then we play a little, takes a nap, eats again 3 hours later, and then repeat until he goes.
It'd be nice not to have to wipe your own ass too.
I mean, I've had that before. It's a little overrated.
Is it overrated not having someone else?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little embarrassing. If you're able-bodied and you can still wipe your ass, it's good to be able to do it yourself.
It's one of those things you just, it's just no substitute.
We talked about it on the after show last week.
Yeah, Dan, you know, when I was at my heaviest, I couldn't wipe my ass.
Well, I heard that. I know.
And it's a whole ordeal. You got to know where you're shitting. You got to make sure your girl's there. You got to make sure you have two sets of towels. You got the fucking, you know, you got the towel, the shit towel, basically. You know, you'd have to have like five or six of those, and they have to be beach towels because they got to be longer. You know, you got to almost like fucking floss your shit. You got to floss your shit to knock the high spots off in the bathroom.
Uh-huh. Do you take a shower afterwards?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, like.
Because that's really the only thing that's going to fix it.
Yeah, really.
What about a bidet? Would that work?
When you're that big, you know, when you're that big.
You can't bidet?
Yeah, well, no, not really. You can't really bidet when you're.
You have to go to fucking Adventure Island and get that shit done.
Yeah, you have to go stand over one of those fucking
fire hydrants.
One of those things that come up from the ground that the kids, you know, that's where you. That's what you
like,
have.
You like a fountain from a pond.
That's what you have to do.
You go to the Bellagio.
No, you have to go to Vegas to get your ass fucking clean.
Just see you hanging over the fountains.
Have you? I mean, all of us have probably been to Vegas. Have you ever watched the water show at Bellagio?
It's beautiful.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, what do you think that cost?
You know, the
millions
nice thing
and
is
millions and millions and millions, millions of dollars.
Right, millions and millions of dollars.
So the next thing for the Diaco compound, it's going to have a big, you know,
a water display,
a Bellagio type water gimmick deal going on.
You know, I remember there was a time when we had a drought and they wouldn't even let you run a fountain. So I wouldn't want to invest a lot in fountains right now.
The estimated cost to build them is between 40 and 75 million, and as of 2016. It costs about $400,000 a month to operate it.
So 5 a year, just like I said, $5 million a year to operate it.
And that was in 2016.
Now,
so.
You mean just to like with the electricity and the lights and the water and the pumps and the fucking maintenance and all that bullshit?
Yep. $5 million a year, 50 to build it.
It's just like a pool. Like, you know, I've not been with a pool now since I left my big house.
Miss
and
it.
Not really. Like as you get older, you know, like do you really enjoy the pool as a 50 some year old man?
Yes, I do, but not as often as I would have, like, at 16.
Right.
You know, and
when you got
also,
kids, it's for your kids, too.
Like, yeah, that's what, for, you know, it's that's for the kids. I paddle in the pool. That's about all I do in there.
Right.
If I'm
now,
to
if
get,
like, you were single, you know, and then a pool's a must, because that's the way you get the chicks over there, is the pool parties.
Definitely a help.
Pool parties are helpful. Yeah. Pool parties, jacuzzi parties.
Or both.
If Jay's jacuzzi could have talked back in the day.
Or my jacuzzi could have talked back.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you my has more stories. I don't know. Who do you think has more stories, mine or Jay's?
Yours. Because you did it for longer. And you were part of a couple of those stories. And your stuff was like Bubba steroid compared to what Jay did. Jay was like, you'd have the girl of his date. Bubba, you'd have like just
10 girls.
Yeah.
And do you remember one time, and I don't know if he's alive. And if he is, he's an old man, so I don't think I can get in trouble. But one time at one of my when me and Fabrizi owned the Coliseum off of Almerton, the nightclub there.
Love that place.
And there one night, me and Jay and Dan and Matt Geiger's dad.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Matt Geiger's dad ended up naked in my jacuzzi with all of us. We all were fucking naked for the most part.
Those are the good old days.
Yeah, I had Matt Geiger's dad, not Matt Geiger, because I don't even know that you want Matt Geiger to even hang out
He's 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
He's got, I mean, I imagine his penis is 15, 16 inches long.
Delicious, right, Dan?
As big as yours.
Yeah, Dan, I mean, if there's one guy that probably would out,
dude,
you know.
Seven-footer? Come on, man. I'm not even going to get naked in front of him.
Yeah. Like, I'd be the kind of guy that, like, take my pants off once I'm in the bubbles. Like, I'm not going to be Johnny parading out there into the bubbles.
No,
I'm going to be Johnny.
I'd feel like Lummy taking a pee next to me.
Oh, thank you. Hold on now. Lummy, you have to, like, walk him now? You have to, like, was he getting a little
Ashley said that.
Oh, he hit the mic. I didn't want him to.
Oh, he can hit the mic all he wants.
He started talking a little bit. I didn't want to.
Well, Mike, we all shut up and let him talk.
Yeah.
That's how fucking stupid you are.
Well, no,
that's
the one thing that we're.
Teach him how to work the mic.
Lummy, that's how fucking stupid you are. We've got a chance to get his very first words over our airwaves, and you walk away.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want him to disturb that, you know, the dong talk.
What if his first words were ever, yo, 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 and you missed it?
Now I don't want to talk. Now you're just wheeling him around like a bag of potatoes. Come on, Lummy. Look at
good job, Lummy. You ruined the moment.
He's right on that mic, though. If he says anything, we'll pick it up.
Say hi, Papa.
Yeah.
Does he like your beard?
Yeah, I rub it on the top of his head.
I'll tell you one thing. He loves Ashley's hair because he had a handful of it when he was over here with me. Yeah. When I was holding him, I saw all these blonde hairs from his hand. I think he fucking gets her like she's WWE and goes pillar to post on her. Right? He loves to grab stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. He's really good with his hands.
Now, are you still breastfeeding?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, Lummy. Not yet.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. Yes, of course. I got to help out anytime I, you know, I can.
He's that pump primer.
Does Lummy really get on the tit?
Yeah. I make him.
You really?
What a girl.
So, like, will you guys be watching TV? You're like, hey, I got a little pressure over here. I need you to...
Well, especially when I was like...
Hold on, he's getting fussy. He's getting fussy.
Pumping and dumping or pumping and freezing.
Mommy, you're pissing him off.
Did you sell any of that breast milk?
Do I still have any?
Did you sell any of it?
Oh, no.
Did you think about it?
I did.
Because it's money.
Yeah.
Lummy, you're making him mad, Lummy. You're fucking flinging all
around.
It's
not like someone's going to get pregnant with your child. It's not like donating sperm. It's just...
No, exactly.
I have a little bit of a problem because, you know, I don't know if there's like... You know, I'm gonna have like 30 Dans running around, and then in 10 years they're gonna do 23 and Me, and I'm gonna get all these knocks on the door. And
I'm so worried about that. Can you imagine?
Because that's what would happen. You donate sperm, Bubba. Just think. Put this. You know, fast forward this.
Did you donate sperm?
No, I never did.
Me either.
But if you got some shit
pregnant, I've donated sperm, but not to a clinic.
Yeah, mine was all amateur,
not officially.
Yeah, I mean, I've been officially donated, but I've donated a lot of sperm.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the difference between you getting some chick pregnant 10 years ago, or you donating sperm, and then like 10 years from now, some dude coming up and say, listen, I'm genetically your son.
Well, here's the deal.
Because legally you're not on the hook for
it. Because, yeah, legally they're not going to try to get into that Ferrari fund of your bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to, you know, you could be like, get the fuck out of here, bitch. I mean, but at the end of the day, man, wouldn't you kind of want to know a little something about him?
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
As long as you're not on the hook financially, I'd be like, man, let's talk about, am I really your dad? You got any money? You fucking.
Unless he was rich.
Is he okay? Now, Ashley, I don't know if we can breastfeed on Twitch.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. No, I think we've reached his limit of
entertainment.
Yes.
He's like, okay, you guys have fucking passed me around like a rag doll now, and I, you know,
Do you want him?
That's right.
It's just like it's getting
I hate
up.
Babies.
Hey, you actually watched them for a couple of minutes when Kando was holding them for like an hour and a half.
No.
Was Kando getting baby fever?
Oh, God,
dude.
I thought her and Jay were going to have one.
Weird. It was really weird.
What do you mean?
She wouldn't give it back. It was like one of those things like a guy like borrows your bike and won't bring it back.
Right, right.
Pitbull style.
Right. Hey, asshole, I want my bike
Pitbull
back.
Pitbull style.
We had to buy Wilbur back at the end of the night.
Yeah, you can't let Pitbull fucking babysit him because it'll be $50 to get your kid back.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. 24-pack.
Do you really think like if it was an absolute emergency situation that Pitbull could watch a kid?
No.
No, for real.
Come on.
No way.
How about his mom? How about the wife?
Yeah, the wife could. She looks like she's probably popped a couple out. Not his, though.
Now, is there any kids running around with it? No. So, hold on.
I'd be worried about her putting Wilbur in the oven and eating
him. Has Ashley ever met Pitbull?
Oh, yeah. She's had a couple experiences in the middle of the night.
Is she the only one that's not afraid of him?
Yeah. I mean, I'm the pussy, so.
Has Ashley said, like, fuck you, Pitbull. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he asks for money all the time, and I'm like, dude, no. Like, you've got to stop. We have a kid on the way. And also, like, you're not good for it because you keep asking for it.
Like, so what, like, when, what, how does a pit bull asking for money exchange go, Ashley? Like, how does it go?
Hey, man, I promise I'll pay you back.
I just need another couple dollars. I mean, I just, help me out.
I promise I'll pay you back.
Pit bull.
Yeah. A pit bull.
Need a beer.
Yeah, I was going to get a couple of beers.
And the minute you fucking give him anything, then it's like feeding a stray dog, right?
Feeding non-stop. Seagulls. It's like all of a sudden, you know, you're inundated with
now,
them.
Now, does Pitbull have an official job at all?
Supposedly he's a brick mason and a private coach for boxing. He used to be a boxing coach or a boxer.
Whatever. That's what all guys down there are saying.
but he's been gone for a while.
I wouldn't want to get in a fight with that motherfucker, though.
Oh, no.
He's
guy's
jacked.
Oh, yeah. Not only not only that, like, he looks like he can take a million punches and just stand there.
Right, yeah,
well,
right.
A lot of boxers can.
Yeah, that's
about
a difference.
China Smith, too, until he took one in the fucking chin.
Yeah, you can learn
don't be Mexican and hit China.
You can learn to throw a punch. If that guy can sit there and take him, you're fucked.
He's from St. Pete. He's from, like, that Lakewood.
Now, hold on now. Okay, but has he been gone a while now?
Yeah.
Do you think he's...
I think he went back uptown.
Really?
Upstate or whatever.
Really?
Like locked up?
Yeah.
Could you go over to the mama and say, hey, what happened to Pitbull?
Why would you want to open that can of worms?
Yeah, then I take a chance that he's just hanging out inside.
And he'd be like, hey, Warren, man, let me have $5, bitch.
Oh, here we go. Here's my wallet.
I got to think, even though you're the biggest and you look the toughest, that you're the easy, that he could shake you down the most.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
That's one of the reasons why you and Ashley moved out of there is because you just get shook. Your 401k was going to him.
He'd be like, hey, give me that kid. I'm going to go panhandle down on the corner, get some money for a beer. Next thing I know, I'd be like, all right, here you go. T-shirt will, 1,000 bits. I mean, I would give it to him, you know, if he left me alone
for a
little bit.
Problem is, Lummy, you're just so nice.
Do you know how much money we could make with Wilbur if we had him at the corner of West Shore and Kennedy?
You know that Walmart that's on down right here?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I saw that guy. He's got his whole fucking family
out there. There's a lady there that she looks Indian, I'm going to say.
Right? Like Native American?
No. From India.
Like Asian Indian.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Asian Indian. And she's got like two kids. And I've seen her there a few times. And almost every car that goes by hands her cash. Like, she has to be just killing it money-wise.
Well, I was there, oh, God, maybe Saturday or Sunday filling up my Crown Vic.
Okay.
At the...
Yeah,
Walmart,
that's right where she's at, too.
Walmart gas station.
Yep.
I pulled out of the gas station to make a left there to get on down Mabry, and there's
right
this,
by that stop sign.
Yep, there's this guy.
Yep.
And he's got his wife and two kids.
That's what it must be, the same people.
But, like, wife and two kids, and, like, please help my family out for Christmas.
Yep.
And
big sign.
And like, you're right. I would say one-third, at least, to maybe even a half of everybody gave him at least $1.
Oh, yeah. And most people hand them a few dollars, a five, a 20.
I gas my shit up. I'm like, I am not fucking handing
him
any
money. And the sad thing is, like, I thought about it. I'm like, if I really knew that they needed help and that money would go to help, I wouldn't mind giving money. But it's not going to.
Like, I would rather go to those two kids and say, hey, I'm going to McDonald's. What do you guys want me to get you?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, you know, how about I go, you guys like McDonald's? How about I go get a sack full of cheeseburgers and some fries and feed your whole fucking family?
Exactly.
I'd more
even a McDonald's gift card or, you know, whatever. Like, as long as I knew that it was going to go to...
No, he'd be like Colt. He'd call Colt up and get 50 cents on the dollar.
Sure. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I would literally go to McDonald's and get like a $100 gift card and be like, here, if I knew that it would go to what it needed to go to.
Lummy.
But I don't, because it's not going to.
Lummy.
Yes, sir.
Let's play a gay couple. With a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Me and you. Well, I'll have to have Ashley, you know, in the car, in the parking lot, because, you know, what if we fuck up, you know?
Like, what if you guys, like, might fall in love for real?
Well, no, but, like, I'm just saying, like...
Lummy takes care of him by himself.
But
he's Stockholm to Bubba, so...
Yeah, so, like, Lummy...
If they need bony time, they can walk.
Bubba, you know what we could be?
Lummy, we put him in his little stroller, right? And we put a little dirt on his face, like, just like he's a little dirty.
Listen,
we have to do this when Ashley's, you know, not paying attention. Put a little dirt on his face, and we'll put some dirt on our faces, right?
So you're like homeless gay people with a baby.
Yeah, and you and I hold hands and be like, you know,
that's awesome.
Please help our family. And like, you and I are holding hands.
Oh, dude.
I was going to say, what if we're like father and son with the grandchild and we're just...
Oh, three generations.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Lummy.
What? I could be your kid.
Now I'm the kid's grandpa. I want to be his gay dad.
Hold on. The 15-year-old you had to get an abortion with would be Lummy's age.
Okay, that's if that kid had lived.
Well, no, but I thought maybe we could play on
their heart. But technically,
we're going to get more money, me being your husband, than being your grandpa.
Okay, and let me write this down, 10,000 bits.
You know what? When Ashley leaves, I'll write. Make sure, Lummy, you put down that down so we can go give a big train horn for. Let me write this down. Okay.
So write it down, Lummy.
Write it down.
So we get Wilbur, we get Lil Walker, and we get like some not real dirt, like some makeup, like some brown darkish we can't put Walker in brown face, but I'm just saying we'll put him in little kids been playing outside face. You
That's
know,
gonna be really detrimental to his acting career if we do that.
No, he's gonna teach him how to act.
Yeah.
No, we're
he's gonna teach him how to act.
Gonna act in blackface.
And then we're gonna like Lummy, gonna make sure Ashley doesn't We're going to like pinch him a little bit and make him cry. Oh. And then you'd be like, and everybody gives money to a crying baby.
Oh, yeah. And we say we have no food for him.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
Oh, you think you'll get more money with the baby crying?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's hungry.
And we have an empty bottle. We have an empty bottle sitting there. Yeah. We're trying to get more out.
Yeah, let me. You know how the bottle, gets down to nothing. Yeah. All has like little foam bubbles.
Yeah.
A little foam bubble bottle.
Have like three empty bottles.
Yeah, three empty bottles.
Hey, and then you can just hold it up and like shrug. You know, like put it upside down. Just keep shrugging and be like, baby, I don't know. It's empty.
Yeah. Right. Baby hungry.
And Walker's over there.
Throwing $100 bills at you.
Oh, fuck yeah, Lummy. Fuck Bubba 199. Let's do Walker with Dirty Face.
All right,
Dirty Face Walker with a cry kicker.
Here's
we're
the real
fucking rich.
Here's the real question. Who gets what cut?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. We need to split it one third, one third, one third.
Oh, okay.
Walker gets a third?
No, well, Ashley gets a third because she's in on the deal.
Okay.
Fucking Lummy gets a third and I get a third. That's fair, right?
I think that's fair.
I mean, you know, and if Ashley represents Walker, you know, we could give Walker history. What the fuck's he going to do with
money? Yeah, what's he going to do with it? Invest in coins.
Yeah, he'll eat it. He'll eat the fucking money.
Hey, Bitcoins have gone up a little bit.
Huh. It has. So anyway, I mean, Ashley, are you in on the deal? We get you to do Walker's face so that it looks like it's dirty, but it's just makeup, okay?
Chocolate or something.
And you like, can we get some ragged out clothes? Like, you know, like get some real tattered clothes, put them in. And then, we need a real, I know you guys got a high dollar, super cool Walker. I mean, a little baby stroller, but we need like one that's got, maybe one of its wheels is missing.
Yeah, a broken wheel.
Yeah, the wheels that wobble. When you go to the fucking Target, and the one you got one wobbly wheel, and we'll get one that has one that's broken.
Yeah,
broken.
A missing wheel.
Yeah, missing wheel. And so Walker's sitting there, he's already leaned over to the side because one of his fucking wheels is missing.
Little Wolver's afterbirth, 1,000 bits.
Like, Ashley, listen.
Little gangster ride.
Give him a quarter Zan so he's like drooling and shit.
Yeah, I get like that. A quarter Zan. Just give him a little stuff. Give him some baby Benadryl. Some baby Benadryl. No, but we
just
want him.
Just be standing up.
We want him to cry, man.
We want him to cry.
Little Wolver's afterbirth, 1,000 bits.
So we tell
him some like hot sauce.
We tell Ashley, listen, Ashley.
A quarter Percocet, then, whatever.
Percocet and hot sauce.
We tell Ashley, you need to skip, you know, his last feeding of the day before we send him out to the corner.
Yeah.
So he's and when he gets hungry, he probably cries, right? Like that's one of the things.
Yeah, or you can just sit down.
Oh, he gets tears too. His tears start rolling down.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's makes you horrible.
He's going to be acting, Bubba. We don't need him to be really hungry. We just need to do something we know will annoy him.
Newsflash: 3-month-year-old people can't really fucking act, buddy. It's all instinctual.
Oh,
but just sit down.
Just sit down.
And
he'll cry.
Oh, if you sit down, he cries.
Yeah, it's that simple. Feed him all you want.
Maybe we'll burn him with like a lighter.
Give him all the Benadryl you want. Just sit down.
Did you say put a lighter to his foot?
Yeah, we'll burn him with a lighter.
We'll have a Sterno can underneath his ass. Keeping it fucking hot.
Get crying, kid. Let's go.
And if he was really wailing, man, I'd be like, Lummy, keep him wailing. The money's coming in, buddy.
Put an ice cube in his diaper.
Yeah, I mean, we can make him uncomfortable, but not be child abuse. I don't think the state of Florida.
There's a fine line. There's a fine line.
Dan's solutions right now are hot sauce, ice cube in the diaper.
Yeah. I don't think the state of Florida could come and put you in jail. You can be like, sir, I put an ice cube on his diaper because it's hot. We're in Florida, buddy.
Yeah, he was sweating.
Okay, I'm trying to keep his
balls
cool.
Yeah, but it's also January and it's like 40 out.
Yeah, and it's stuck into his balls.
He likes cold balls, sir.
Yeah, he's got
my baby. I know what he likes.
Cold
balls? He's my baby. I know what he likes. He likes cold balls.
He's got freezer burned balls.
We'll give him a third dirty diaper,
you know,
too.
Do you know why I'm arresting you? Because you freezer burned a baby's balls.
Oh, no. Baby's got cold balls.
Are you kidding me?
I did? Yeah, your freezer burned his balls, sir.
Damn it. Can you imagine going in the jail talking to the prisoners on that one? What are you in here for?
My kid had cold balls.
So hold on. What are you in there? I robbed a 7-Eleven. What are you in there? I fucking beat the shit out of my brother-in-law. What are you in there? My baby's got frostbit balls. Because I was panhandling and
he's got a burned lighter marker on his foot and cold balls.
Can you imagine?
Hot sauce all around him from Dr. Dan.
Mouth's all red. Hot sauce.
My doctor and lawyer told me to
this
do
has
it.
Gone south real fast,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, made like $4,000.
You had me bought in, and now I'm out.
Yeah.
Well, no, we're going to have you there. See, we're going to have you there, like right across the corner.
Yeah, we're going to tell the cops it was your idea.
Yeah.
Bubba, I don't know if you remember this, but remember when Brooke Shields did that Blue Lagoon?
Oh god!
Oh, yeah,
they were trying to get her technically underage.
They were trying to get her to make sounds of having sex. And what they were pinching her like toes and fingers. to get her to make those sounds.
And the things that you could do back then. The things you could do back then and you can't do now.
Mm-mm.
I mean, like, you can't do nothing now. You can't literally do nothing. Me and Blitz were talking about, like, earlier on, before the show started, we're not even governed by the FCC anymore. We're governed by social media trolls.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what gets you. I mean, I can literally.
We're our own Big Brother. Big Brother's become us. We've commissioned ourselves to rat each other out, which is disgusting.
Hey, Tara, you know what? Can I tell you something?
Yes.
That was awesome.
Honestly, like, I just want to take this opportunity live on the air
and say he needs you to go talk to Tombi.
Yeah, how much money? Yeah, exactly. No, wait, you just ghost me for like 3 days and then tell me I need to talk to Tombi.
I just want to apologize for all the like uncool shit I've done to you because you are the best sibling a person could ever have. Like, you have so much love in your heart.
Yeah,
and
Angel just, Clem over there.
You're just so like, you've just really, really. Really, really, you're this. I don't know. I was a dick when I had money, and you're cool as hell. Is what I'm trying to say.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for being so cool.
How good does that feel, Tara?
She's just a love angel.
I think I just am the same person with or without money, and I think that's important because it doesn't really change.
I wasn't
you.
The same person.
I know. You were really mean. You were a dick. You were so mean to me.
I have learned now.
I'm
from,
in therapy, but you know that.
I'm just saying.
I have been for years, though.
I just, you know, I maybe I needed to make that mistake so that you didn't.
Well, I will tell you.
Have you thought about that? Maybe kind of took one for the team?
Yeah, absolutely. I've learned a lot from you. Seriously.
My brother had a lot of money, and he fucking blew it, so I'm going to completely not do what he did.
I do think also a contributing factor, at least for our dynamic and our relationship, what really strained us was when you are married.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, when I was with, you know, people that you didn't care for.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm just not going to say anything. But, yeah, I think that caused
most of the problems in our relationship.
Yeah.
And why you missed my wedding. But anyway, I love you more than anything.
Dan,
I would
you,
literally
you missed your wedding because of the girl-girl strife?
Dan, don't start jumping the
fuck
Because
of gossip,
in.
Dan. Yeah. Gossip.
Because of gossip?
Dan, even Mike Tyson was there.
Matt SVR 6, 2,000 bits.
He felt me up, too. Wasn't bad.
Hey, I'm just telling you, Danny. Don't you start jumping the fuck in right now and stirring
shit
up.
He's just trying to understand.
I'm just asking.
You got
asking.
My fucking back.
It's not his.
I'm already mad at you and Blitz about something else anyway, you fuckers.
Bubba, I always have your back.
I thought about that one, too.
Open-header race car Willie, Dan.
Dan, I will privately.
What's going on?
I will privately take you aside and tell you why I was so mad, and then you might understand.
I completely understand.
You said why.
You said why. I understand.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you saw that, right?
I saw
you said why.
It's fine. It's fine. I got a little relief here.
Okay.
And Mario Andretti, motherfucking throwing in. Then I get a blink notice at the fucking studio door. And I was just like, oh, fuck. Okay. You fuckers.
Can I hear the story?
No.
Nope.
Okay. We can't say anything about it.
Nope.
Get everybody in a lot.
Keep it moving.
It'll keep everybody. Yep. Get everybody a lot of trouble.
Yep.
Really well.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Dan,
you
I'm
can
not...
ask Tyler. He was here.
Yeah.
Just everybody shut up.
Mr. Megaphone.
Blitz, quit trying to... We're trying not to talk about that.
Oh, okay, okay.
And you're being a dick.
Okay.
God,
Blitz.
Yeah.
Fucking Blitz.
Damn.
By the way, so anyway, we're doing a Twitch-only 3 to 5 show today.
A few of the Twitch people did want to know, are we taking calls? Because it's all busy right now.
Yeah.
It's all locked up. It was all X'd up.
Jesus. Oh, no wonder I was feeling so good. I'm dealing with motherfuckers. I'm the only radio host that says, man, I don't want to talk to you motherfuckers.
Fuck y'all.
Your shit ain't more funnier than me. The stupid shit you're going to ask me is going to disrupt my flow. But, you know, but I guess it's a necessary evil. You have to have the ability to, you know, take somebody's
phone.
It's
the holidays.
Yeah, everyone wants to wish us a Merry Christmas.
Exactly.
What's that? What did you just slur up, Zanny?
I slurred up. Everyone wants to wish us a Merry Christmas.
Lummy, are you drunk right now?
Yeah, I hope.
No.
Here's the problem, Tara.
No, I've been running around.
Here's the problem. He isn't as drunk as he used to be, so he's lost half a step comedically.
Country Girl 92, 1500 bits. No, I was running back and forth between the dumpster and here before the show.
Do you drink every day?
No, he doesn't anymore.
He
and he used
really?
To be. Yes, yeah. He was so much more funny.
Like 20 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. And now
what?
He's not...
Well, I'm kind of trying to stop sweating right now.
Wait,
I was throwing boxes, like empty boxes away.
Lummy, there's no mechanism that you can do
Botox.
To stop sweating. Well, no, I mean, like there's
yeah,
nothing,
no,
there's
I
know. No, in, like, you know, you could hold, there's a lot of things you can do to calm yourself down, but you can't stop, make yourself stop sweating, Lummy.
I know, I was just trying to sit here, and then I'm watching myself on camera be sweaty, and I started getting more nervous and more sweaty, so then I just started getting more sweaty.
Just don't watch yourself then.
Dude, what's it like in your brain?
It's really bad.
It's like a drunk baby.
No, no. Can I tell you what it is?
Yeah.
It's one marble in a Folgers can.
It's
your duck pond.
Dan, when you have a can of spray paint and you're shaking it up and you hear that marble flying around,
the BB?
That's what his head's
that's
like.
Yeah. Lummy, now, what are you all, what are you,
oh, I was just doing
first
something.
First of all, the initial question from Tara was,
yeah.
Are you drunk?
No.
Have you been drinking?
No.
None.
No.
Why not?
Nothing
Stone
at all
server.
Today?
No, nothing today.
See, that's,
I camp 1,000 bits.
That's the problem, buddy.
Well, now it's time to go. I'm just
you're going,
saying.
You're not sweating. You're detoxifying. Like, your body's having withdrawals.
I was trying to sweep up also the side from where the asphalt was with a big broom and stuff and make it nice.
Well, thank you, Lum.
Yeah, I was just trying to clean up the trash and everything.
Okay, thank you.
Because I didn't want to come in here before.
Why does that make you nervous?
No, it wasn't. I was just hot. Because I ran to the dumpster
Are
next
door. Are you nervous because I'm here alone?
Yes, that's 100%.
No tension.
No, I will tell you this, man. I could get used to this schedule. Oh, my God. I was able to be a normal human being last night and watch all the football games.
Mm.
And then I watched Yellowstone live. And then, so I didn't go to bed till about 11 o'clock.
Did you watch the new South Park yet?
No, I got
to.
Oh,
okay.
It's not that great. I was kind of bummed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought you watch both of them?
Yeah. I watched the first one with her.
Yeah, the first one I thought was a home run. This one was
As a family, we watched the first one during Thanksgiving.
So
our entire family did.
I thought both of them weren't like super great, but they were a decent watch. Like, yeah, it's still watching.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Still worth watching.
Yeah.
Now, so the second one you've watched, Tara, and so is Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
You two have?
Yep. Mm.
Dan, have you watched it?
No.
Danny, did you ever get through? Now, I just want a yes or no answer because I don't want you to give it away for me.
Yes.
Did you get through all of Banshee?
Everyone.
All four seasons?
All of it.
All right,
loved
so just
it.
Easy.
Just loved it.
I'm getting ready to start season four.
Did you think you'd like the trainee guy as much as you would?
No.
I love him.
But I end up being, he's like the...
I love him.
And you know what? I think the trainee deal is just an act to throw people off a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
But I hated him the first time he was introduced into the show. And by, you know, the middle of the second season, you realize he's such a great guy.
Is the hottest chick the deputy who just got killed?
Do you like the
Amish bitch?
I like the Amish girl a lot. I'm sorry. I just really like her.
She's 18, by the way.
Whatever.
she's a little older.
She's 17.
What is this show called?
Banshee.
And what platform?
I think, oh God, I don't know. It was
Showtime, right?
It was originally on Cinemax, and it was shot in 2013, 14, 15, and 16. So it's kind of like, you know, a series from a while back that a lot of people just discovered.
One of those, like, you know, 10 episodes for a year, for 4 years. It's like about 38 or 40 episodes.
You probably wouldn't like it, though,
it looks
Tara.
Like it's on Hulu and HBO Max.
Terry, I think you have HBO Max, don't you, Terry?
Yeah, I've got them all.
It's called Banshee, and it's spelled Banshee. But I don't know if I don't know if Tara would like it.
I think she'd like it.
What's
I think
it about?
She'd like it.
Maybe too much violence for her.
Yeah, there's a lot of violence in it.
And it's, you know what, Dan?
Some sex in it, some good sex.
Oh, what's the premise, though?
Can I say it in 15 seconds without ruining it?
Yeah, of course. Hold on. If my sister was to ask you what's Banshee about, then you probably could describe it better than I could.
Okay, a guy goes to jail for 15 years.
Hold on, a guy looks like just like Evan Longoria.
Yeah,
he looks
good-looking guy. With a nice ass.
Not really.
Yes.
And ass,
this coming from
ass,
you means a
you
lot.
You talking about Hood?
Yeah, his ass is in every single episode too.
Naked.
Oh,
naked.
Well,
okay, I'm in.
I sent you the trailer, brother.
Yeah. Everyone, 35 of the 38 episodes, you see his ass.
Is it Tara, like one of those bubble butts?
Yeah.
Also, Tara,
I'm jealous of his
nice.
Ass. I want his ass.
And the bad guy. Hold on, the bad guy is an Amish guy.
What?
And we know about Amish people.
Yes,
creepy
we
Amish
do.
Guy.
Hold on, let me just play the trailer once, okay?
Okay.
And by the way, Dan Diaco is the one that turned me on to Banshee.
I have to make a confession.
What?
The dude who turned me on to it.
Who?
Blubby's favorite, Alan Triel.
Oh, really?
I'm never watching that show ever.
Yeah. I'm never watching it.
All right, here we go. Tara, this is Banshee, okay?
Okay.
I'll watch that show when you get your Rolex.
Here we go, here we go. here we go. This is the really good-looking guy right here.
I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully perform.
And he just spent 15 years in prison.
Okay.
The duties of Banshee County Sheriff, the office of which I now enter, and that I have no knowledge of any circumstance, past or present, that would disqualify me from the assignment of this office. So help me God. For each role,
for every matter of religion. I'm a sheriff.
That's right.
Bad guy Proctor.
There's not a criminal enterprise around.
The only thing that is unbelievable, Dan, is how much of an ass whipping these guys can take and not die.
I know. They all get their asses kicked.
They can get stabbed. They can get literally hit in the head with a shovel 14 times. Like, I mean, the fights are a little unbelievable.
Yeah, they're pretty
And then the other thing
dramatic.
Is, man, like, okay, so every big high spot gun shootout is always involved, like the bad guy's got these guns that, like, they're the fastest guns you ever hear. It's like, nah! Like, you know, it's like a Gatling gun. And the sheriff only has, like, one handgun, and he always gets them all.
His little Glock.
My four-inch Glock
is going to kill everybody.
And Blitz, isn't historically handguns far less accurate at, like, past 30 yards than you know, a machine gun or something?
Yeah, usually.
But he gets them every time. I mean, they could be 5 football fields away. He'll get them with his little pea shooter.
Nice.
Yeah.
Here that doesn't start or end in his pockets.
I am this town. I helped build it, and I bled for it.
Yeah, this
is loved. And
this trailer ain't doing crap, Dan. Your explanation would be better.
Okay, so he gets out of jail, and he went to jail because of a girl he loved. They did a heist together over a lot of diamonds.
She's a bad bitch,
too. And he let her go, and he took the hit to get let her go.
But hold on, they were working for her dad.
They were working for her
dad.
His
name's the Rabbit.
Right, and so that's even getting into more detail than she really needs. And so,
oh, you're trying to tell me how to detail.
Where is she?
You want one show? 30 seconds.
Is she in the plot?
Yeah,
you're trying to tell me how to detail something on my show.
Is she Amish?
No.
No, okay. She's Russian.
Go ahead.
Okay.
And so he hunts her down. He finds her at this town called Banshee, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
On his way into town, and I'm not going to ruin it, but just through a series of just bizarre events, he ends up becoming the sheriff.
Yes.
And so now he's like trying to like get to her.
But he's still in love with her.
He's still in love with her. And she's moved on.
But hold on. Hold on. She's moved on and she's like, you know, Johnny, like suburbia, you know.
Housewife.
Yeah. Samantha suburbia. And her husband's the prosecuting attorney in this small little
DA.
Oh, okay.
State attorney.
Yeah, they got the white,
I like it.
The big white house with the, you know, the two kids.
And so her ex who didn't roll on her. Took one for her, got out of prison, is now the sheriff.
But hold on, Dan, we must add another twist. The oldest child that the district attorney and this Russian bitch have is this kind of bad 15-year-old guy. She's kind of a degenerate, gets in trouble, but cute. Well, really, that's the guy getting out of jail's daughter.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really his pregnant kid. When he went away.
Yeah.
So,
Does he know that?
Eventually.
Yeah, okay. Eventually. Okay. But Johnny District Attorney, you know, raises her and thinks
it's his kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So homeboy rolls into town. He now is somehow through all kinds of bizarre, is the sheriff of this town. So, Dan, go ahead. You got to establish Proctor.
D, Bubba Light, 2,000 bits in cervix bruiser, 10,000 bits.
Woo! Love that name. So there's two or three really big villains in there.
Talk about motherfucking Proctor.
Kai Proctor is the perennial villain.
Did you miss the 10,000 just now?
No, we just got through talk. He just said it.
He just said it.
And then Dan said he liked the name.
Oh, sorry. I'm a little behind here. Okay, I'm a little. My ignition is roppy toppy.
Tara went ill, and Dan goes, I like that name.
My ignition is 20 degrees roppy top toppy rop doppy dop dopper.
Gotcha.
I don't know what that means, but anyway, okay.
Go ahead, Tyler.
Tyler. Yeah, how about Dan? What the hell are you on
2, 4, 6 kicking in already, huh? it's
I love four. This new schedule.
He's on them PLs.
Say, Tara.
He's on them PLs.
Three bad people.
Okay.
This guy, Kai Proctor, who's Amish, and he's like the local crime boss.
Okay.
The girl's angry dad, where they stole the $10 million of diamonds from. And then the Indians.
Oh, yeah, the Indians.
And all the American Indians. There's like an Indian tribe there. And so
they all hate each other. Amish and Indians?
Amish, Indians,
white trash.
And Russians.
Hold on. Amish, okay. Hold on. Amish, white trash, Russian, and Indians.
All mixed up in one little shit. Can I say?
Yeah, shit show.
Shit town.
Yeah. Okay. I think Tarek would like it.
It's so fucking corrupt. This Kai deal, he fucking makes all the pills, like all the, you know, illicit drugs. He's in on some kind of meat, and then he can kill anybody he wants because he owns this meat packing deal, and he can just slice you up in one of the meat packing grinders. Like, Dan, isn't it amazing how many motherfuckers are getting killed around here, and like nobody really gets in trouble for it?
No one cared.
Like when they went out to the military base, like you could go just fuck with a military base, right?
Not a word. No, nothing going on here.
No one cares.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, there's a little bit of a suspension of disbelief.
But I'll tell you one thing, man. There's a lot of good fucking on it, isn't there, Dan?
There's good fucking. There's good fighting. And there's good shooting.
That's right up my alley.
Fucking fighting and shooting.
Speaking of good fucking. You know what I did last night?
What?
I got on the sandbox and was playing virtual fucking bullshit.
Oh, no.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I wanted to see what it was all about.
Did you buy anything?
Not yet, but I'm thinking about buying land.
Well, it's for real. Like, don't fuck with
me. I'm thinking about buying land.
Oh, virtual land?
No, hold on.
Yeah.
Why don't you buy some real land? Everybody shut the fuck up.
I can't afford real land.
Are you really thinking about it, or are you just ribbing?
I'm thinking about it. I mean, if there's money to be made, I'm in.
Well, can we open? I want to open up with an adult theater, and I mean, think about it.
You can do that. You have content.
I know, but what I'm saying is
a virtual Jack Shack.
Yeah, like I want to open up Bubba Army Adult Theater,
right?
And then I could run, you know, all my fucking Bubba, you know, my Bubba Raw shit.
I'll rent you some land.
But like, I'm just saying, if you have an adult theater, right,
mm-hmm.
and people are playing the game, then can't they walk in there then and see the adult theater so they can jack off?
Can I put some virtual titties on these virtual bitches?
Yeah. I mean, you,
if you're
Dan,
virtual board certified,
Dan, can be virtually this. Board think, certified. Think about this, Dan. All the girls that are walking around playing this game, they can either be flat chested or you could throw some fucking virtual tits on them.
Right.
Like if mm-hmm. you know, if you're a girl, right. if you're a girl yeah. and you're playing this game,
28 triple Z's, baby,
and your girl just looks like a regular girl, and you want to stand out. You got to throw some titties on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got these
bunch
big
of top heavy mamas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So now, Blitz, could you, on your land that you buy in Megaverse?
I mean, I haven't done anything yet.
Do you make your own avatar? Like, can my avatar have like this like 15 inch fat cock?
Nice. Wow.
So the guys like drag around with a wheelbarrow.
God, I wish you'd be more subtle.
Is that what you want people to think of you? As a 15 inch
cock in a wheelbarrow?
In a wheelbarrow.
Just putting on giant tits everywhere.
Nice.
Did you hear about the most narcissistic person in the Megaverse? No, I didn't. He's this fucking doctor that has to put tits on these bitches, but his fucking logo is his cock and a 15-inch...
Dan was going to buy a
wheelbarrow.
Real...
Don't forget that.
Hey, Dan was going to buy a real Ferrari. Instead, he's buying one of those NASCAR cars.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh God.
Wait till he sees this shit.
$35,000?
Danny. So what now? Now, Blitz, if you buy something in the virtual mega fucking sphere...
I was on the sandbox. That's the one I was on.
All right, so... Now, and when you're playing it, are they constantly trying to sell you shit? You know, you got people saying, no. Hey, this is a bit of land right here. Just like it.
I basically, because my main computer is a Mac, so I couldn't use it on that. You have to use a PC.
Oh, no.
So I got that out. And,
people still have those?
Yeah. So I got that out, and I made an account and got on it and kind of just like got it all loaded up and blah, blah, blah. I didn't play it a whole lot, but I just kind of wanted to see what this bullshit's
now, so
all
you're
about.
Just in the, at this point you're just in the playing portion of it, like you're just playing.
Yeah,
you're
but
playing.
I don't think, like, here's the thing though, is I don't think these, like, right now are really made to actually play.
What do you mean?
They're a bunch of bullshit. Like, they're not even really fucking games. They're like, hey, just buy this virtual shit and you can own it for these games that people don't fucking play.
So it sounds like you're on a dating site that no one goes on.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of like what it is. But Dan,
it sounds like you're on the fucking sucka site to me.
This shit's expensive as fuck.
Like, is this like a Bernie Madoff kind of fucking shakedown?
It's like a Pinellas Park virtual world.
No. What I'm saying is the whole thing in itself feels like a fucking, you know, like if you're in on it, nudge, shakedown, and then get the fuck out, you know, when we give you the nudge, and then a bunch of people are stuck with holding a bunch of fucking virtual land. It almost sounds like a fucking rib. Does it not?
It is a rib.
It is a rib. I wanted to see how much of a rib it was firsthand.
I know.
It's a fucking rib,
It's
man.
An absolute fucking rib. It's an absolute rib, so like... Do you get in on the rib, or does
That's
the rib,
what I'm...
like, does the rib, you know, or are you part of the rib?
Watch the new South Park. It will answer that question.
No, for real.
No, it's a fucking, it's a rib. It doesn't answer shit, because it's still bullshit, but, like, if there's money to be made, I'm in.
Yeah, but don't you think it's a fad?
Yeah, but if there's money to be made.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Tara. Are you early in on the fad? If you get in now, because the fad's going to go...
Like the Bitcoin fad?
Right, exactly.
Almost like the Bitcoin deal. Like, you know,
I mean, the trick is, you got to know when to get out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to have a guy like Matt Heller or somebody like that that has an inside Iggy to an inside Iggy that says, you know, hey, this shit's going to tank in a month or something like that. Get out while you can. And then you get out, Blitz, and you've already, converted it over to U.S. dollars, and you fucking, I mean, because let's just be honest, we could take our crypto right now, Blitz,
mm-hmm.
and we could have it turned into our bank account as U.S. dollars in a matter of minutes.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right now we could.
Yeah, well, so,
it takes a little bit.
It's down a whole lot right now.
No, yeah. but I'm just saying,
yeah.
if you wanted to... Mm-hmm. What value your wallet is or whatever value it is, you could have that
and you can sell it for U.S. currency instantly, and then the only time it takes is for them to transfer it to your bank.
Right. But, so I mean, I'm just saying, but there's gonna come a point where, you know, you cashed out, you made X amount of dollars. Mm-hmm. Well, there's gonna be that guy who just got in, and then it tanked and it's not worth nothing and it's a rib.
Absolutely.
And there's investigations and somebody got fucking rich here and this and that and it was a shakedown. But they're never going to be, you know.
So
they can't go back and say, okay, sir, you made X amount of dollars on the, and now we're going to take it back out of your account, you know, because this, it wasn't real. It's part of a big,
right,
know, global investigation bullshit, right? They're not going to be able to take it away.
No, that's not
going to
happen. No. Well, I mean, as of now, no.
You think it ever get so bad, but like anybody that made money off of Bitcoin, we're going to come back and get it and fucking put you in prison and shit?
I mean, I hope so.
What do you mean you hope so?
What do you
so?
Mean you hope so? I have crypto. Why would you say that?
Because there'd be like millions of people in jail. That's why. It'd
well,
be
that's
funny.
Dumb.
I, well, let's,
you'd be in jail.
I know.
No. Oh, jeez.
Jail. Hold on. In the future, jail's the cool place to be.
Dude, we're all in jail.
We're all in jail. In the future.
It's true.
And if I'm in jail in the future, am I still okay, you know, here?
Yeah, you can get virtually raped by your jailmate.
What I'm saying is like
Dr. Dan with
can
his
I just cock.
Yeah, knock, yeah knock. With his wheelbarrow.
Hey, Dr. Dan.
That wheelbarrow.
Yeah, my name's Dr. Takako. What's your name?
Run.
Boy.
But can I just at that point, man, when shit starts getting too real and virtual, can you just take the fucking goggles off and say, okay, okay, I'm back. Hold
and
on.
And the vibrating underwear? Yes, take it off.
Vibrating underwear.
Is that part of the suit? Oh.
Vibrating underwear.
Huh?
Well, if you had like a virtual reality suit, don't you want the feelings? Like, don't they have like vibrating underwear and stuff? So
do they?
I'm sure.
I mean, I do, but it has nothing to do with the game.
Dan, you got too much money, Dan. I mean, the shit you're buying online.
My vibrating underwear is Bluetooth.
You should see the shit that I buy sometimes.
Oh, I can imagine.
I would like
Jay
to
was
see that.
Really bad. Jay will, like, back in the days, remember the little magazines in the planes where they'd have all this, like,
random
shit?
Oh, my God.
Jay was Sky always. Mall. Yeah, Jay would buy everything in that magazine.
What a rube.
What's like Jake?
He had the underwater. He had that underwater. Remember like in the old James Bond days when the scuba divers would have like that underwater propulsion?
Actually, yes, yes.
Jay's got that.
I wanted one.
How long ago did he buy it?
A couple of years ago.
So the ones they have now are badass.
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
Okay, okay.
I rode on one of those in the Bahamas with Hogan.
They're fun.
But they, you know, they're just,
how did it pull you
they go like
people?
2 miles an hour, and you're just like, you're floating the fuck around. Like
the newer ones are
such a gimmick, though.
The newer ones are fucking sweet.
I'm talking about ones from 2003.
Yeah, they had like old school batteries in them and shit. Yeah, the new ones have like lithium batteries. They're fucking brushless. They're badass.
So how do you breathe? Does it have like
you have to have
air?
A scuba tank or a snorkel?
No. Or you stick your head up in this little. You stick your head up in this little.
Oh, it had. Hold like on. You had the little sit-on deal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, like those moped thing
but
underwater.
They're not.
Oh,
hold on.
Sounds cool.
But they're not that fucking cool.
Is it like the bicycles on the water?
Well, first of all, like
yeah, those are. Those big tricycles.
They called them like the personal submarine or some bullshit.
You know, yeah, and they're personal. Like, they're not that fucking cool. Like you can only go a little. Like you know, I couldn't go from St. Pete over to Tampa underwater the entire time. Mm-mm. You know, they're made to like have out in the back of the dock and go fucking fuck around a little bit there, but you can't go any distances,
right?
Because they go about 3 miles an hour,
mm-hmm.
And you really can't see shit that good. You know, like it's. It's pretty fucking stupid, actually. But once you're down there, they take a picture of you.
And
I wish I could find my picture because there was me and Hogan, and we were side by side in these fucking things, and that was it, under like 27 feet down below on the and then we're in these. They were yellow.
You and Hogan fucking one league.
I was in mine, and he was in his, and we're like, you know, there's a picture somewhere. That would be an NFT, would it not?
Yeah, that would be. You have a picture of it on there?
Well, you gotta resend it. You're gonna resend it.
He sent you a few things.
Well, I got my. I had some papers covering that. Oh, okay. In that area. Yes! Hold on! That's exactly what me and Hogan were on!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that looks cool. I want one.
Me and Hogan, I had one and he had one, but they let us get a little closer. And we're
like this, Lady and the Tramp?
They took a picture, and mine was right there, and his was, like, right there.
Oh.
Did they go fast?
No, they go, like, three.
See, like, that's pretty cool,
like,
though.
That is cool.
It's not. I mean, like it is, but once you're
you don't have
there,
to mess around though with like your mouth.
No, look. And see, they go fucking like two.
Yeah.
Now, if you were zipping around where you could really get going on them, Danny.
The ones that Dan's talking about are like it's like a handheld deal.
Yeah.
The new ones are pretty cool.
And the thing about it is, what you don't know is you're really not self-sufficiently buoyant. They're
like a float.
They're hooked onto one of those big like one of those bumper.
Oh, so well, then you can't
also they can find you too.
That's what they do that so they can find you.
Yeah.
So like, oh, there's you know they're all painted orange and they just see these things fucking floating around.
Mm-hmm.
And they got all these skin divers down here like that work for the company that in case you got some shit that goes bad.
Right, in case the fucking bubble pops.
But what you do is you stick your head through that fucking deal.
And all of a sudden it's just air, huh?
And the, yeah, and you get in and it's
blowing. You see the tank in the front.
And it's blowing air on you. There's Uncle Bruce.
It is.
And Georgina.
And there's Anna right there. But see, like, you, if you could really get winging on them, Blit, they would be cooler. But this,
oh,
is,
yeah,
this is all the faster they go. Look.
Well, they're attached.
I mean, if you were exploring, like, a coral reef or something, it'd be
Yeah.
See, what would be really cool is, like, if a fish jumped up into the head part.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you have, like, a little trigger
started
fish.
Slapping you around.
Starts, like, biting on your face
and
stuff.
Fucking, an eel. An eel gets up in that motherfucker and starts, you know, moray.
Just shit yourself.
Moray.
I would die.
Then you'd have to pull your head out of the fucking deal, and then you'd be like, oh, my God, I'm out of breath.
And what if you have, like, sharks, you need to get away? I mean, you're running away at 3 miles an hour. That shark's got you 4 times.
Exactly.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, the last time I had a shark chase me was in the Bahamas.
Chase you?
Oh, I had just speared an amberjack, and it came right up from low to high to bite me. And, I mean,
How big? Like
an 8-foot reef shark. I had
what?
To kick him in the face. He was coming to eat me. I'd spent 2 days, saw zero fish at Walker's Cay. It was all fished out. It was just dead coral. And all of a sudden, a school of like 1,000 amberjack come by. And I shoot one. And it was great because like, it was just shooting the air. And I hit one because I had to because there's thousands of them.
You had a spear gun?
Huh?
You had a spear gun?
Yeah.
And you shot a fish?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's pretty badass.
Just to eat it or just because you just wanted to be?
No, I don't just kill fish to kill fish.
No, I'm just saying,
I was trying to spear an amberjack.
So a shark?
And the shark heard it and saw it and smelled the blood from low to high with his mouth open, his back hunched. And I just saw it out of the corner of my eye and I spun around and kicked it and let go of the fish. And then he went to the fish.
Oh,
he was coming right for me.
I think I would have a heart attack.
I think I
would have had a heart attack.
So but I'd have to run away at 3 miles an hour.
Yeah, right?
I was like, please don't bite me. Please don't bite
me. That happened to me in Hogan.
With a shark?
No, we were in another one of our trips. We were down in the Keys, and they had this like this thing where you like they were on this reef, and it was he took like a private catamaran because you know he could never go on one of those tourist deals.
No way,
you wouldn't get left alone.
Well, yeah, because the entire time they're like, so he would have to rent, you know, his own private deal. So we went out there, but they had this buddy system where you're like snorkeling,
mm-hmm.
and then they had this one regulator, and if you'd go down, you'd grab it. And then if your buddy was down there with, then you hand it over to him, you know, like a buddy.
Yeah, buddy breathing.
Yeah,
buddy breathing.
Well, we were doing a me and this sounds fucked up. Me and Hogan were buddy breathing.
Oh,
that's
you were.
And that's every story starts with we're buddy breathing.
Yes. Yeah. And that is not
the only time.
What we were doing in the Bahamas, but anyway, mm-hmm. me and Hogan were buddy breathing. This is a true story. As outlandish as this story sounds, this is a true story. But it starts out like this. Me and Hogan were buddy breathing in the Keys on this reef, and we're down there looking at some stuff, and all of a sudden, there's this fucking shark that comes up. And he's not that big a one. Like, but he's a fucking shark nonetheless.
Right. Sharks are sharks. They're still making nervous.
You know, he's not fucking Jaws. But,
a little B, a big B.
But like, what, 4 or 5 feet?
Yeah, it's probably
five, six.
That'd still scare the shit out of
me. Yeah, I mean,
you know,
and he looked like a motherfucking shark. Like, he was a shark, and he was a fucking 5 or 6 foot shark. And I saw that he had a black tip on the fin. And I know black tip sharks are mean as fuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's coming. It's about from me to where the Christmas tree is right now.
Ooh.
That's how far it is. And Hogan is facing me. And I have the regulator in my mouth, and he's looking at some other shit. And I tap him on the shoulder, and I point right to
do a little shoulder tap.
Courtesy tap. And I point right to the fucking Christmas tree. I go, hey. And I take my regular eye out, I put it in his mouth, and I went straight up. And he had to deal with it.
Oh. Put it in his mouth, and he had to deal with it.
He went straight up, and then he had to deal with it.
I went up, and then Hogan stayed down there and kind of was like just kind of keeping it, like looking at it. And it was like looking at Hogan.
He was fucking Shakespearean off the deal?
Hogan was trying to Shakespeare off the deal. And then the guy got called back to the locker room real fast. All of a sudden, he said the fucking shark just went, pew,
So he stared him down and it worked?
Yeah, Hogan fucking got into it.
Ben Shark's probably like, I've never seen that animal before.
Right.
Look how big his head is.
That shark would tilt its head a little bit and be like, that's the biggest fucking head I've ever seen on a human.
Exactly. He's all brown.
I'm afraid I'm going to bend my teeth if I get on that motherfucker.
Who threw the catcher's mitt? Who threw the giant catcher's mitt down here?
Yeah. Be like, goddamn, I think I might break off of my first three rows with this motherfucker.
So instead, he put his hand up to his ear.
Then Hogan gave the shark the bow and arrow. Then Hogan gave him the most muscular. Then he went to the double fucking pies. And then he went to the side of the ocean. And then he went to that side of the ocean. Then he tore his fucking wetsuit off. Oh,
showed the crab what a real crab's supposed to look like.
Right.
How the fuck are you going to drop the leg under the water?
I don't know. Fucking Hogan did it, buddy.
He's bite it off and drop it.
But listen, so on that trip, I can remember one time Linda. So we just dive for the very first time, and they had the captain said if there's an emergency or he needs to get all, he's gonna tap the side of the boat, and they would hit the side of the boat because you wouldn't go too far from the boat. You'd be like, you know. Maybe.
So wait, I misunderstood you, Bob, because we were laughing and stuff. But so if you're diving and you're having a problem, you're instructed to tap the side of the boat?
No, is that what you're saying?
I misunderstood.
If he sees a problem.
Oh, okay.
He's going to tap the boat and you can hear it underwater.
Yes.
Now I understand. Okay.
So, you know, because the big, the catamaran had big, like, aluminum pods it was on, you know?
So if he banged it, it was clearly like ringing a bell.
Oh, exactly. So he said, you know, if I ever need to get a hold of you, So that was like the worst case fucking scenario deal. Like, we never thought that that would be come into play. Like, you know, you never think
it's a red flag in a race. There's not going to be a fire.
Like, yeah, there's not going to be a fire up here. There's not going to be this big fucking, school of sharks that are coming my way and they're trying to get you out. Like, you know, so we jump in. We all jump in. And within fucking 3 minutes, the guy starts banging the side of the boat. And Hogan's like, I'm like, what? So we go to the top as fast as we can. We go to the boat, and he was specifically mad at Linda because Linda jumped in with all of her fucking blinged out gold.
Oh,
he's worried about bad bitches.
So, Linda, like, had this...
Of course she did.
Of course she did.
Mr. T starter kit.
She had her Mr. Linda had, like, fucking 3 or 4 gold rings and a fucking charm.
Those big hooker nails.
Like a giant fucking fishing spoon.
Yeah, big, yep. and her hooker nails probably look like a... So, the captain didn't see her jump in at first with all of her jewelry. He didn't... Well, as he's looking at us, he can see her jewelry reflecting...
Through the water?
Yes. Ooh. And he's like, you guys, a barracuda will come and bite the ever-living fuck out of you.
Oh, they're mean.
Like, that's what they look for, real flashy shit. So we got to go back down. She got yoked up and had to de-jewelry herself.
Lucky you, though.
Yeah. Jump in, 3 minutes. Like, what the fuck?
Chico 2213 in the D6T, 2,000 bits.
Yeah. So they don't want you wearing any of that jewelry or anything like that, you know? So you've had an experience with a shark, Dan? Anybody else had an experience?
I've had a couple other experiences like surfing, but nothing
I've only had that experience and then one other experience in the Keys. I've only had 2 experiences with shark. Most people probably never have an experience.
I mean, I did. We were snorkeling in Costa Rica about 4 or 5 years ago, and it was something very similar to like what you guys did with Hogan, but there was a shark like... Basically, the guy on the boat saw it and told us to jump back on. So we saw it once we were back on the boat, but not sharks, when we were in the water.
Sharks in Costa Rica aren't super dangerous because they're full.
I see sharks.
There's a ton of fish.
I see sharks here like all the time.
Oh, there's a ton.
The thing that sucks when you're diving here, though, like not that there's any good places to really dive anyway, but you can only see a couple feet in front of you. So when you see a shark, it's right there on you. Like it's right in front of your face.
Oh, Dan.
Yeah.
Not that you could get any more fucking douchey. Or fool yourself, or you
try.
You know, just well, I don't know. No.
I'm willing to try.
No. What I'm gonna play you, Blitz? Remember, I found it Friday night during 199.
I'm trying to remember what it was.
Okay, nobody say anything.
Oh.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
And we both, as soon as I played it, we're like, "Oh my God, Dan would have a full blown boner if he heard this." Dan, you ready?
I'm ready for full blown.
This is gonna Terry, you might want to step back.
I'm good.
This is gonna be one of your more harder moments.
Whoa.
Like, this is, you're really going to, Dan, you're going to really pop on this. Like, this is, like, Dan, like, this is really getting fucking put over. This is next level shit right here.
Is Coach Gruden on the phone?
Yes, he is.
Hey, Coach Gruden, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Man, you're like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this early.
Well, I don't think he ever sleeps.
That's true.
I used to hear when he was with the Raiders that him and Rich Gannon used to race to see which one could get to the office first, and it would be like 5 in the morning.
Those were good days. Those were some fun times.
I got to tell you, Coach, I'm a little intimidated by you. I interviewed a lot of people in my lifetime, but you're one of the guys. I saw you at Dan Diaco's wedding, and I didn't even come up and say hi to you. I was so scared of you. Seriously.
Oh, come on. Diaco, is Diaco the best or what?
Oh, I see his pants rising.
Dan, is that you probably don't remember that.
I do remember that.
But is that not cool as fuck?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Fucking Coach Gruden, not only, that guy, to get the seal of endorsement, but then for him to actually stop the conversation and say, is that guy the fucking man or what?
Yeah, he was,
that makes you the man.
Guy.
That's pretty cool.
I love
you. Should be piping that through your on hold button at plastic deal.
Six months ago, it would have been a lot better than it is now, though.
Oh, yeah. I just want to see what I said.
Well, all of them are the best. I mean, Joe Diaco's got some good seed, you know, and he's made some good kids. You got to be proud of him, man.
Yeah, he is an idol of mine. I'm going to miss working with him.
But Dan, is that cool. Fucking what? Wow.
Yeah, he's such a great guy.
But calling your dad is idle.
Yeah.
God.
Hey, when I'm 60-some years old, Joe, I don't want to make you any older than I am. I hope I got your kind of swagger running around this town. I'll tell you that right now.
Thank you, Bubba. But how you doing, Coach?
Oh, there's the fucking Pops himself.
Yeah, we had him in, I think, for it.
Doing good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Coach.
All right, so anyway, is that cool or what,
Danny?
That's
awesome.
Is that the man or what?
What year was that?
God, probably like 2008-ish.
Yeah, you think so?
It's around 2008. It's right when he was leaving.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
You know, once he left, Dad's like, I'm not training any more coaches. Because he didn't want to break in a new coach.
Because it's like, it's
oh, that was 2009.
There's a dynamic.
Gruden left?
When Gruden left, that's when we were done.
Oh, nine,
I guess.
Is that when Joe was like, I'm just going to start, you know, kind of wrapping it up here?
Yeah, he'd had enough.
Yeah, but he'd still, at that point,
was still consulting with him.
Exactly.
He still consults with them. We still help them if they need help.
Really?
That's why he got a Super Bowl ring.
Oh, that's well. I mean, I didn't.
He's probably
that's
still.
Not
he's still. It's one of the reasons is he's still active with the team. He helps everyone.
Saying, like,
whenever there's a problem, they call him. He's the first guy they call.
But you know, just his amount of tenure with the franchise is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, was he with them for 30 years?
He was with them since they started in 1976.
Was he the only guy, personnel wise, that made it through all of the changes? I think. I mean, you know, like. You know, obviously there was 5 or 6 or 7 different general managers.
No, he was the only one.
You know, 5 or 6 or 7 different ticket people. I'm just saying, like, your dad,
got all the way up to Raheem Morris.
Is that when he finally signed?
Yeah. And then Schiano, he missed Schiano, thank God. And then he missed the other sort of interim coaches. And he loves Bruce Arians, and they're good friends.
Bruce Arians is the man.